The title of veteran director Sidney Lumet's new movie comes from an old Irish toast. May you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead. The movie, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, revolves around a botched jewel heist and stars Philip Seymour Hoffman, Ethan Hawke, and Albert Finney. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead is a robbery thriller in which events go from very bad to even worse to as grotesquely awful as you can possibly imagine. It's primal stuff, undiluted by redemption. It would be criminal to orient you too much. Kelly Masterson's script hopscotches around in time and fills in the characters as it goes along. It aims to keep you off balance. But it's fair to lay out the basics. The film centers on two brothers, Hank, played by Ethan Hawke, and Andy, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, completely dissimilar and yet equally desperately in debt. It's Andy who approaches Hank with a scheme he's sure will get them both out of trouble.
You need money? So do I. Let's solve it.
What are you talking about?
There's a place we can knock off. You know, like the back of our hand? Easiest money we'll ever get.
What are you saying?
It's worth about 600 grand. And it's insured, so it's a victimless crime. I offer that in case your faggoty little conscience bothers you. I lay it off on 20 cents on the dollar. That's 60 grand each. Give or take.
I can't believe this is you that's talking.
Believe it. So it's safe. Nobody gets hurt. Everybody wins. It's perfect.
We know from the start that the robbery is a dead, stupid idea. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead hinges on where that idea came from and why it can lead nowhere good. The director is the 83-year-old Sidney Lumet, whom critics have lately been hailing as the master of New York City filmmaking. The assessment is generous. For every great Lumet picture, like Serpico and Dog Day Afternoon, there are maybe four stinkers. I note ungenerously his checkered career to underscore his achievement here. His touch in Before the Devil Knows You're Dead is so sure, so spare, so perfectly weighted that it's hard to imagine him capable of making a bad movie. The opening is off-putting, to say the least. It's a fairly explicit sex scene between Marissa Tomei and Philip Seymour Hoffman, who does not, as he'd be the first to admit, have a body for soft core. But his naked passion shows us a side of the character we wouldn't otherwise see. Andy is an accounts manager at a realty company, but we don't know that yet, only that he'd like to flee his life. Nor do we know the identity of a masked thug who bursts into a suburban jewelry store owned by Nanette, played by Rosemary Harris, while Hawks Hank, in a ludicrous disguise, waits in a car with the motor running. Catastrophe follows, but before we go further, the film skips back 4 days, then forward, then a few days back, and just as we think enough of this pretzeled syntax, we're pulled into the story again. If Lumet is to be faulted, it's for allowing his actors to emote like crazy with the camera too close. Hawke would be even more compelling from a couple of feet back and with his twitches reduced by a third. The close-up is also no friend to Albert Finney as Nanette's husband Charles, a snorting bull best viewed from the other side of the fence. The exception to the too-close rule is Hoffman, who is huge but mesmerizing. At first, Andy is borderline monotonic and over-controlled, dangerously over-controlled, given what's festering beneath. In the face of disaster, he pulls even deeper into himself, but begins to reel like a man with an inner ear infection. By the time he acts out, he has no defenses left. He's stripped down to pure rage. It can be argued that the characters are peons. Neither Andy nor Hank has much stature, so their fates don't rise to the level of tragedy. But under Lumet's sympathetic gaze, their anguish gets into your bloodstream. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead transcends melodrama. It's a crime and punishment story that's finally about, to borrow the title of an earlier and very bad Lumet film, family business, primal injuries that lead inexorably to primal sins. It seems rooted in an ancient woe.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.